Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, the US President Donald Trump has once again, as you may have heard this morning, paused his 50% tariff threats on EU imports to allow more time for negotiations on a trade deal. But has an all-out trade war just been avoided or pushed out now until the new 9th of July deadline? Well, this delay followed a phone call last night with the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, which Donald Trump described as a very nice call. Cliff Taylor, columnist with the Irish Times, is with us now. Good morning to you, Cliff.
Good morning, Claire.
So we had this shock announcement on Friday of 50% tariffs coming on the 1st of June, which is just a couple of days away now. Now we have the pause for now. But the problem is that the unpredictable tariff threats, they're really wreaking havoc on global economies and are having an effect here too.
Yeah, I mean, I think for businesses, the uncertainty just rolls on. And, you know, the chaos of Donald Trump's policies are in themselves taking a toll no matter what happens on the tariffs. I mean, what's happened now is that he is, the new deadline is the old deadline, so to speak, in that after Liberation Day, when he threatened 20% tariffs on the EU, he then rode back and implemented 10% immediately and set July the 9th as the deadline for talks. Then he reverted last Friday, came out with this threat, which I think shocked everybody in Brussels, of 50% tariffs to apply from next weekend. Obviously a shock tactic. Scott Bessent, the US Treasury Secretary, said, you know, he wanted to shake up the EU. Then Ursula von der Leyen phoned him over the weekend and he has reinstated the original July the 9th deadline. But of course, the 50% tariff threat still applies in terms of what he says, although I think everyone doubts that kind of tariff level could stay in place for a long time because it would effectively block trade completely with the EU.
It makes you wonder what's going on in those negotiations because he's clearly very frustrated, isn't he, with the European Union?
Yeah, I mean, I think the two sides are a long way apart. Possibly the best way to look at it is that the US is looking for... The US feels it's being unfairly treated. I mean, goodness knows Trump has been saying that on and on since he was elected, particularly by the EU. And it wants unilateral concessions from the EU. It wants the EU to give ground in a whole range of areas, some of which the EU might consider and other areas which it certainly won't consider. The EU, on the other hand, has been approaching this in the spirit of kind of normal negotiations where there's give and take on both sides. And that obviously hasn't gone down well in Washington. So I think that's the background to what we saw last Friday and the outburst from the US president.
And Olaf Gill was on from the European Commission. He's the spokesperson on economic security and trade. He was on Morning Ireland this morning saying, acknowledging that they're quite far apart, the EU and the US. But he said the distance isn't unbridgeable. So are we heading for a breakthrough here or is the damage already done in terms of the impact this is going to have on our economy and on the wider EU economy?
Well, some damage has been done and I think will continue in terms of the uncertainty and, you know, which has basically put investment on hold across a lot of business sectors and is going to have an impact on growth internationally and in Ireland. But nonetheless, of course, the damage that a full-scale trade war would wreak is of a whole different level. So we have to hope that that can be avoided. It's very difficult to know now whether it can be or not. There are clearly different expectations on both sides. And I think what they're trying to work out in Brussels is what exactly is the US looking for here? What would they settle for? And are there things that the EU could offer the US that it reasonably feels it can offer without kind of abandoning fundamental standards or whatever that Trump will settle for? Or is he in fact looking for things that the EU is just going to not be able to deliver and are heading for an inevitable crunch and conflict in this in July or whenever?
Well, you were writing at the weekend that the economic wobble already underway in the Irish economy will become more evident over the summer. And then we have this report from AIB today pointing to a slowdown in economic growth and job creation this year and next. both here in Ireland and in the wider EU. So what's happening?
I think uncertainty is certainly starting to take hold in the economy. Now, I suppose we have to set the backdrop to this. The economy has been flying over the last few years, and the jobs market particularly has been really strong, and that's continued right up to the first quarter of this year. So there has been really strong growth, and the economy is at, you know, pretty much full capacity in a whole range of areas. And we've seen the shortages in areas like housing and infrastructure that have resulted from that. But there are certainly the first, you know, signs of things happening, or more accurately, things not happening, that I think is going to have an impact as the year goes on. The biggest area is investment projects by businesses, because they're simply not going to make longer term commitments in terms of building new plants, taking on large numbers of new people, or so on, against the backdrop of such huge uncertainty. So I think, you know, look at the big multinational sectors like pharma, and even look at some of the domestic sectors. I think businesses are sitting on their hands for now. You know, they haven't abandoned investment projects, but they're not going ahead with them either. They're just waiting and seeing. And that's kind of a sensible tactic. And I think consumer confidence has started to take a knock as well. We've seen that in the credit union surveys of consumer sentiment. There are signs of some cooling in consumer spending, big items. There are signs of a bit of a cooling at the very top end of the property market. I mean, the starter home and the middle end of the market is still going full pelt, if you like. Mm-hmm, we saw that over the weekend with the queues in Dublin, yes, for new housing. But at the higher end, it's just a bit softer and a bit slower.
Cliff, do you subscribe to this view? And I've seen David McWilliams writing about this and Richard Curran writing about it, that kind of need this slowdown in Ireland, and it will be painful for some, but we were just racing ahead too fast, and perhaps Donald Trump, in a very weird way, has done the Irish economy and the Irish government a favour by putting the brakes on our economy when it's not politically palatable for the government to take that action themselves.
Yeah, I mean, I think there is something to that argument, and ideally, kind of a gentle cooling in the Irish economy is exactly what we need to allow infrastructure and house building and so on to catch up, because the economy is creaking at the moment. It's been growing so fast, and we know the shortages across a whole range of areas. I suppose the flip side of that is the risk of a full-scale trade war between the EU and the US would be very damaging. If that were what was to happen, and it may not happen. We may just have kind of a messier situation where, yes, there's ongoing rows and spats, and we do get a bit of a cooling in the economy. But I think a full scale trade war would lead to significant difficulties. Number one, and I suppose the second point then of what Trump has done and his whole direction is, it does raise questions about our economic direction, our economic model, our reliance on the US. And we've seen now that the government is going to try and accelerate approval of the EU trade deal with Canada, for example, to help diversify exports to new markets. So there is going to be a bit of thinking, I think, needed, whatever happens now, about where the Irish economy is going to go and how it can be best directed in future at government level.
Cliff, thank you so much. Cliff Taylor there, columnist with the Irish Times. Now, coming up next, author Leona Ford. She's back with another instalment in her wildly successful Millie McCarthy series, and she'll be with us after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.